have a higher financial dimension or at a lower financial dimension. Amen. It is very common. Sir, many Christians say they think twice. What are you talking about? We need to make this money, man. They don't think twice about those things. Everyone has them. I'm going to be, by the help of the Holy Spirit, these 3 days, I'm going to be showing you the various dimensions of mountains. Because you see, the general idea we have about mountains are obstacles. Am I making sense? That's a dimension. But you see, there's also a thinking of mountains in our kingdom pursuits. When the Bible says take, it says give me this mountain that I may take it, that I may possess it, that I may dominate it. It is part of God's will. Man of God, God bless you. You see, there is a difference between a God and a prophet. He said, Moses, I made you a God over Pharaoh. I have now made that man, Aaron, your prophet. I don't want to go into that part. Amen. Let us focus on the most important part. I have made thee. I was wondering. Yeah, definitely. God had to tell Moses. Am I making sense? But you see, the first statement there was, behold, see, discover, I have made you a God. I want to pray that today your eyes will be open. I will say this with all sense of gratitude to God. I have been privileged of grace to walk on certain dangerous paths. Especially as a believer. I don't want to talk about those ones are not unbelievable. No, not as an unbeliever. I'm talking about as a believer. Dangerous paths. Dangerous paths. I have come to understand that see, Christianity is not rice and beans. Man of God. Christianity is not rice and beans. What will you do if the Holy Spirit tell you now? Some years back I was invited in Ogun State to come and minister in a fellowship. Normally as an itinerary minister, I travel in groups, let me put it that way. I collapse ministrations down Southwest, and then I go one weekend, and then I, you know, hallelujah, or 1 week and come back. But a student fellowship in Olatunji University invited me for the administration. One. Let's not go into other matters of honorarium. There's no need for that. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? And the Lord told me, He said, go for the administration. Fine. I had to trust God. For my bills, yes, and he provided it. Don't go and be looking at him, master. If you look at a pastor's pocket, don't look at the student's pocket, too. Your disappointment will be mega. Praise God. Praise God. And before that trip, that morning, the Spirit of God laid on my heart that there's going to be an accident on the way. My God, the Spirit of God told me to go. And then, the morning I was to travel, the Spirit of God laid in my heart that there's an accident on me. Where's my wife? She's outside there. I didn't tell her. But I knew. As I was approaching the vehicle, I knew this vehicle would have an accident. But you see, as the thought was coming, I was reminding myself of God's word. So actually, the God actually said, I can sell this ticket or this Lagos ticket, I can sell it to somebody now. And I remember the Lord told me, go. And you know, praise God. Don't even talk about the financial aspect. It's my money I was using to pay for. And there was an accident. In fact, the accident happened in Benue. My boss took off from here 7 a.m. 8 a.m. and I had an accident. I was in a lead. The boss I entered told me. I sat beside the driver. When the boss stumbled with the cars up, I was the one that switched off the ignition. You know when you have watched action film. But this one is spiritual action film. Because immediately we landed. Hey, everybody was Jesus. Even move to God Jesus. Amen. You know they told him. I remember. I said, thank God, Robin, you did not catch me. I let me give you all this division. I copy myself. The driver, I think he was somewhere under me. I had overtaken him. And then he came out. I remember. And I asked him, I said, Lord, what's going on? There was one man that sat by the window. He had the most casualty. And the Lord told me, I put you in this box. Because they wanted to kill that man. And if they had succeeded, some other people in this box would have died. I said, thank you, Jesus. I didn't have a scratch. And then I asked the Lord, how about this journey? He said, proceed. So I called my host. I said, I'm in vain, but I had an accident, but no, I'm still coming. And I went to Ogun State and came back. When I came back, my wife told me that the devil was telling her, they will bring back your husband's dead body. Just watch. Let me tell you something. Let me say this very clearly for the sake of Christians in the north. If you don't confront the mountains that have besieged thee, the mountains will crush you. But happens, as long as God lives, those mountains are giving way in the name of Jesus. We are in a season where God is giving us mountains. Our calling in this faith is not rise up. It is to take us through the valley. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, sir, it is not a quoting scriptures. Where it was doing written, it was an experience. Expect it. One of the reasons why you are old and you are still a baby Christian is because you have refused to walk upon waters. How far will you be willing to go with Christ? So say, take this mountain. Let me quickly show you something in Joshua chapter 14. Thank you, Jesus. Joshua chapter 14. I'll read from NLT version. I'll read from verse 10. Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as a promise for all these 40 years. Since Moses made his promise. Sir, God is keeping you alive for something. Many of us don't know that God, we are not alive just because God loves us. Some of us are too carried away by the love of God. We forget that there is something more important. It is his purpose. Because even his love is purposeful. He doesn't just love you for loving sake. Yet he loves us because he loves us. Deuteronomy chapter 6. But beyond that, his love is purposeful. If he has kept me alive these 40 years. Why? There's a covenant, an expression. There's a property that must find expression. And he has kept me strong. Not just because he wants to keep me strong, but because there's a mountain to pick. Verse 11. I am as sure now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey. And I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. I love this place. I can still travel and fight. Return of global ministry. Wake up. We are traveling and fighting. Hallelujah. far. The Christian faith is a traveling faith. That's why God said, you don't need to come to my house. Save the world. Let your world travel. Cover that way. Sir, you need to learn how to send spirits in the spirits. Enomia, can you just pick up the phone one day? You just get the revelation and start calling everybody you know across Nigeria. Are you sick? Is anybody around you sick? I want to throw a spear. My faith needs to jump. Hallelujah. If I can still travel and fight. Why are you scared of fighting? I have to tell my wife, I have to tell champions. I said, you need to get to a level where it's so being a defensive Christian, be an attacker. Attacker. So I say attacker. Attack, attacker. You attack the devil to a level where they know that you're an attacker. One day you go and knock on the gate of the devil. You say, oh God, you don't tell us. You sure say, you did this town. You did this town. They say, oh God, you know what problem. Oh God, I beg, no one joke. Dr. Dick will look and say, you can get to a level where you don't want to go on God, I beg. He said, he tell his demon, he said, that guy, no, leave him, just leave him. If he's not part, not trouble, he will trouble your life. Praise God. Let me give you one strategy before we go. The next time the devil attacks you, don't just pray. Attack the devil. Are you listening carefully to me? See, one of the reasons why you have stubborn enemies is because you are not stubborn. You know stubborn enemies? Stubborn enemies are enemies that keep coming back. The reason why they keep coming back because you have been waiting for them to come, you have not gone to them. I don't know what I'm saying. So the next time they come, if I don't wait for them to come, just go tonight. You say, I know when they will come every Wednesday. No worry, I'm not going to Wednesday. Today, not Tuesday. Deal with the day. Then continue to deal with the day. One day you see that they will start missing that Wednesday when they get service. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, I am this strong that can still travel and fight. Someone say hallelujah. But for so many this mountain that the Lord promised me. What has God promised you? Many of us, many people have lost faith in what God promised. You have forgotten. See, let me tell you the truth. It is easy for the devil to rigmarole your life if you forget. Forgetfulness is a mental disease that has spiritual consequences. If you remember from where you fell, your life has been going up and down like a pendulum because you have forgotten. Many people have forgotten what God told them. Sir, many pastors have forgotten what God told them. Will you go back and remember what God told you? Sir, God does not talk to you again. He can't talk because the last time he spoke to you, the last instruction you have forgotten, you have been going around your own business. What? He said, the promise, give me this mountain that I may possess it. God promised me this mountain. I can't die without taking this mountain. Sir, I can't die. I want you to begin to imagine what brought about this confrontation. This was Caleb laying demand on his possession. Sir, will you get up today and lay demand on your possession? He is the Lord. I want to take this mountain. Let me say this to you very clearly, champions and partners of the Throne of Global Mission. We are taking the mountains, hallelujah. God is doing, what is God doing these 3 days? God is, now write it down, what is God doing these 3 days? God is remembering and fulfilling promises concerning your life. God said, I remember that this mountain belongs to you. Take it. So he said, I receive it. Ola. May you not forget and yet God who forgets. I want to pray that the message of God, God will not forget you. Ah. This is what the Lord told me. I'm telling what the Lord told me. What God doing this 3 days? God is remembering and fulfilling promises concerning your life. What is God doing this 3 days? Number two, God is giving capacity to push and put mountains into places. Isaiah 41 verse 15. He said, we will put mountains into places. Man of God, whenever we are reading that, we need to be thinking. Do you know what it means to beat a mountain to pieces? Easy. This 3 days, God is giving us capacity to beat mountains into pieces. Number three, what God doing these 3 days? God is making. Somebody say, God is making. He said, I have made you. He said, come. I will follow me. I will make you. Sir. God is a maker. Oh, I have the privilege of God's grace to be made and remain in his making. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, one of the greatest miracles of my life is what God has made or is making with me. I give God this. He chose me to tears. Hallelujah. From the dungeon of causism, I have been privileged of grace. I am an epitome of the mercies of the Most High God. I boast in his abilities. I celebrate his supremacy. Hallelujah. I cannot deny. I am the closest example to myself. I am the closest example of the epitome of God's mercy. I am full of it. I can't deny it. And I celebrate it. When God sits with you and you allow him to sit, he makes you. Hallelujah. It is one of the most difficult things for the young generation to allow God to sit. God, sit down upon my life. Find comfort in my life. I want to pray for somebody today that God will take unusual interest in your life. How can I deny so great a grace and mercy upon my life? When God cooks you, you are made. That's why I boast to say in his ability that I didn't come to beg or take or negotiate with the witches. I came here to conquer. Hallelujah. God is making giant slayers. God is making gods overflow in these 3 days. Somebody say, Lord, make me. So God told me that in this year 2021, he will make gods. God told me. This 2021, God is making gods. Hallelujah. To walk on the earth. Make it pull up higher than ladder. Territorial commanders in human's game. If you settle down with God, one of the greatest opinions, one of your greatest challenges is your opinion. You are too full of your opinions. You are not full of yourself. You are too full of your opinions. You have studied too much. Your opinion is deceiving your destiny, eradicating your future, fooling your life. You always know what to do. That's why you have been rigmaroling. The only thing you know is your monthly salary, because it is in hundreds of thousands. You are a fool in the face of destiny, a fool in the face of the devil, a church goer without purpose. That comes to an end in the name of Jesus. What God doing these 3 days? God is releasing inheritance and granting dominion. Hallelujah. That which belongs to you, God will deliver into your hands. Number five, what God doing these 3 days? God is giving rest on every side. If you look at verse 15, the Bible says the land had rest from war. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The land had rest from war. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 4. Solomon was saying, he said, I have rest from my enemies. He said, I don't have enemies. Did you get that? The enemies of David, where were they? They were still there. But God gave him rest. And so the spiritual strength of God to God, God has given us rest on every side. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship is God in all. Sing like never before, oh my soul. When you begin to pray and then the Spirit of God practically visits you, all of us experience it. You know, He's always with you, but you just perceive the manifest presence of the Holy Ghost. I just started worshiping God. Sing like never before. Oh, 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 oh. And the Spirit of God began to cast my mind back. Where He brought me from, where He has brought me back. I remember something particularly, and I'm going to share it with you that night. I remember when I finished on campus in the Luxembourg University. We had started this ministry then. I and my wife were courting. We have been in ministry since the beginning. And the Lord had told me, He said, go to the Lord and raise me. Bring my house and bring your men to me. We knew. We were on campus in Ogun State, preparing for this mountain work. We had started doing publications and sent to the north. We had started right from Ogun State as students. And then I was leaving campus around 2008. And then I had a revelation. Two revelations. I'll just say them in part. I saw myself on an expressway. The expressway was coming towards the north of Nigeria. I had many revelations, but I want to tell you this one in particular today. And I went down a road. Stop! Pick me! This is my destination. And it's this old school buses that the door used to be at the back. You know those buses? That the door used to be at the back, ahead. Big buses ahead. So the man opened the door. And I was approaching to climb. He looked at me and he closed the door and went. Ah-ah. I said, this guy, you're on your own. I didn't even feel bad. I said, you're on your own. You don't need to carry me. God will provide. God has sent me to the north. I must go to this north. I woke up. I didn't totally understand the revelation. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons why God gives you revelation is to draw you close. Moses was busy tending the flock of his in-law. Busy businessman. God, how can I get this guy's attention? I have more for him. God showed him a burning bush, something I had never seen before. The burning bush was nothing but to catch his attention. That's why when he said, hey, stop there. I have something to tell you. Cool down. Pull your shoe. What is the main thing inside oil is what I want to tell you. Don't be carried away by this fire. So, when I had that revelation, I went back to God. Lord, what are you saying? What's going on? Lord, and God showed me another revelation. In the second revelation, I saw myself in a coastal bus. This time around, I was in a coastal bus. I was driving the coastal bus. But my feet were not matching the pedals, the throttle, and the clutch, and the brakes very well. And then I woke up. The Lord was saying to me, you have a destination, but you still need to mature in order to be able to take that box. Hallelujah. To where you're going to. So God sent me to a brother to pastor for 3 years in the midst of witches and wizards. Amen. Then he developed my capacity. So when I came to Benue, in that family, I saw a witch. I have grace to recognize witches. I'm serious. I saw a witch. So you see, my practical, my training in Korodu made me to be a spiritual professional in dealing with witches. Am I making sense? So when I came to Benue, I saw a copper witch. I said, I will deal with you in this house. I will show you. I've been trained. I know how to do it. The Lord told me, say, cool down. That's not what I brought you to be in Benue. You will do it, but that is not the first reason why I brought you here. Now, let me tell you why I told you that story. If you don't give God a chance to make you, you may be growing in age and growing in your church hierarchy, but you will not be growing in destiny. So for 3 years, I went to Ogun. I knew God sent me to Ogun. I didn't know where. The first time I got to Ogun, I went to my uncle's house to stay. On Sunday, I stood at the junction. I called the bike man. I said, come, I'm going to a church to worship. I don't know if I will drop before the last bus stop or not. But let us be going. As he was on the back, as we were going, God told me, he said, look at this church. He said, stop. That's why I want you to serve me. I stopped. I entered the church. I had a wonderful church service. After the service, my first day, a brother walked up to me and said, sir, God told me that me and you will serve him in this church. I said, God sent you. Apparently, a few months before, the pastor of that church was killed by witches in the church. So they sent an evangelist, and they were giving the evangelist headache. The evangelist was giving them headache. He was giving the witches headache, you know, and then God sent me to go and help the man. Let me tell you something. If you don't allow God to make you, you cannot climb the height of his will for your life. I don't have time to tell you stories, all the stories. 3 years of passing the Kogu war was 3 years. 3 years of battles. Let me say the one that will be easy for you to comprehend. Let me not be talking spiritual things too much. In the Kogu, there were days I slept in the church because I had accommodation. I had to repeat a paper in school. For about 3 years, I would travel from Ogun State to Lagos, Ikorodu, every weekend. I think I missed only 2 or 3 weekends for certain reasons. The church was not funding me. God was. There were days I left home without enough money to get to Ogun. If I get to the bus stop, I will meet somebody in the bus that is going where I'm going. He said, I know you. I said, he looks at me to I know you too. He said, yes, I said, yes, he said, go away, I'll pray for you. I said, God sent you. It was 3 years of faith. It's not a lucky matter. 3 years of hunger. There were days of hunger. 0-1-0, 0-0-half. You know half? That one, you know, better for you. I'm not joking. My wife is here. She participated in part of the experience. Go God is looking for men that will not wait for their pastor to drag them to the altar. They will come to the furnace themselves. They will pick up the knife that Abraham took. They will stab themselves for Jesus and lead themselves to burn and be moved. I know that may be too dangerous a statement, but that's what God is looking for. Quickly, in a few minutes, let me just let you know this. Understanding God's dominion. God has a dominion agenda. Listen carefully. When the Lord said, take this mountain, the inhabitant of the mountain, go to Joshua chapter 14, tell the city, in fact, the giants were in this mountain. They are occupants of the land. When God sent me to lecture on that campus, I knew that there were demons that were called lecturers. I knew. One day, I was lecturing in class. A girl in the class threw something at me. I'm not joking, I'm telling you lie. They are inhabitants of the land. They are giants. If you are called into academics, they are demons in academics. If you are called into church ministry, they are demons in church. Is in the scripture. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. That in the end time, he will exalt his mountain above all his, and all nations will come. Sir, get prepared though, there are demons that will come into church. What are you talking about? That's why church is no more a security. You need to understand this. That's not my message today. If you are the kind of Christian that your church is your security, you are a failure. A grand failure. If you are called into the legal field, there is no justice in the legal field. There are demons there. Well, I don't need to say much concerning politics. Demons. So, wherever God has called you to, it is a mountain with inhabitants. You must compare and take it. That's why God's making is paramount. Evil pastors will be a casualty without a need. When we were to start Reed Leadership Academy, I was in Benue. My wife was in Lagos. God was showing her revelations. God was speaking to me concerning starting our leadership school. One of the revelations God showed my wife was this. God showed my wife one very big Bible school in Lagos. And my wife saw small soldiers. Small, very tiny soldiers. There were many millions. They invaded the Bible school. And my wife woke up. She said, Lord, what's this? He said, demons have invaded Bible schools across the nations. They lack content. So when they graduate pastors, they are chunking down casualties in the mission field. Let me tell you the truth. Pastors are dying now. No one has just taken the courage to take the statistics. I'm telling you. You want to know how? Check the influence of the Church of God until now. But I want to declare that a change has come for the Church of God. God has a dominion agenda. He has kept your life with a dominion agenda. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 21. He says, Savior, see, stop quoting scriptures. Stop quoting scriptures. Leave scriptures. You think they taught scripture. Sir, one of the things God taught me that made me to quickly grow as a young believer. When I gave my life because he left cultism and came into this faith, and one of the things that gave me speed was that I found a way to apply every scripture I come across to my life. It was scripture that built up my devotion. It was scripture that built my addiction to kingdom service. Exodus. The Bible says, thou shalt serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your God and mother. I told myself, I will go to a Ikorodu to pastor for 3 years. I will not even depend on the church for food. If I serve him, let him bless my brother and my brother. And he did. He still does. Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible said, let him that still steal no more, let it work with his hand, that he may earn and have to give. Oh, I'm a student. I was in the world, I used to steal my father's money. I don't steal again. But I still need money. I must work and earn so that I can give. Wonderful. Lord, what do I do? He said, start a business. It was that scripture that built my company. Stop working in church. He took a coat, applied scripture. That's why they are not growing. In every verse, there's life. That's why I don't steal money. Because I saw it in scripture. Let he that steal. God has a dominion agenda. Boko Haram is not going to take over this nation. Jihad is not going to take over Nigeria. Hallelujah. I think if you don't sense or understand the grace of God, as long as God is, Nigeria does not belong to the devil. Nigeria belongs to Jesus. I told somebody very recently, one of the reasons why I've not been talking about separation and collapse of Nigeria is because every time I go to God to talk about Nigeria, God doesn't show me anything like we are going to divide. I may not have the privilege at this meeting to tell you many things God tells me, but I have never been seeing that we are divided. They see the future for Nigeria in God's agenda. But if you don't conquer, we are taking the mountains. God has a dominion agenda. What does it mean to take this mountain? Picking. Number one, it means to wake up. Somebody said, wake up. Exodus chapter 10, verse 1. He says, see, I have made you a God. You can't be a God until you see it. Even though you are. Whoa. He said, I have made thee a God. See. What have you seen? Man of God, let me tell you the truth. I see myself as a deliverer of the people nation. Because God told me so. What do you see? When the children of Israel saw the Red Sea, they saw a problem. They started murmuring. Whenever he saw the Red Sea, he saw a challenge, he started praying. When God looked at the Red Sea, he didn't see a challenge, he saw an opportunity. He said, you guys are going to say, stay back and see what God will say. He said, God is not doing anything. Tell the people to go through it. This is an opportunity. Pass the sea. If you are going to die, your mountain, you must wake up. You sleep too much. You are too comfortable. Pastor, you were praying about, you were talking about being comfortable. You are too relaxed. You are so much at rest. Yes, you're talking about, you are too restful. I beg. You've been saying that for a while, I know they finish. Yeah, while I know they ever finish. That thing is a demonic statement. I beg, don't kill yourself while I know they finish. I go finish. When you don't talk out. Then the Lord, they pass wahala, maja maja, pass wahala into your life. Wahala, when they finish, enter, bus stop. Wahala, when they finish, enter, the guy like. Somebody say, wake up. I'll rush through this. You have to wake up. The angel called Gideon. He said, thou mighty man of the Lord. I want to pray for you to the lift up your hands. He said, Father, cause me to see myself the way you see me. Help me to see me. I learned that song some years ago. The way you see me, sometimes I sit too long. But when you see me too, I see what I am, Lord. I see what I shall be. Open my eyes, help me be. I am what you see. Ah, you cannot enter what you don't see. He says, see, I have made thee a God. Man of God, there are some statements when you hear that your life cannot be the same. You are no longer a human being, you are now a God. Man of God, forget of me, I'm a God. Even the powers that think they be, they know. That's why I've told you, see, the way you do is because of what you see. Ask the devil. They don't run away. If the devil attacks me, I will not leave it, and I will burn down his camp. I will burn down his jet. Ask him now, they don't run away. He can't go from you. I'm not joking. The last time the devil attacked me personally, when I stood up, I attacked the devil. I said, I don't want to know who you are. Whether human being or power, I burned your camp. The entire battalion. See, the devil asks you, who are you? Who are you? Bad, he knows you. I just want to say, you know that thing I'm going to say, who are you? Somebody wants to know, somebody told me who are you. I say, I don't want to know who you are, your grandfather, I don't want to know. I don't want to know your lineage. If the devil asks you, who are you? You are too timid. The last time one guy beat me on campus, I can't forget it today. When you beat the devil, you can't forget. You are too timid. It's a pastor. Actually, I pray you. Those people are like, Lord Jesus. You don't see something. Oh my God. The devil attacked me. I can't remember the that day. It's very long. But I can't forget what I did that day. I woke up and said, devil. For attempting me, you are dead. I first killed the devil. I now rain fire on his household. I rain his generation. His battalion. The last oppression he did. I now started delivering all the people he had attacked. For even I don't know them. Omo, you know the country you attack. What we give you, they don't come with it. You never recover. The next time the devil attacks you, you never recover from the impact. Number two, discover your mountain. What has God promised you? What has God sent you? Sir, I say this with all sincere understanding. God told me, I am an apostle to the academic field. What has God called you to do? Many Christians are too carried away with jobs and looking for paid employment. That's all you know. So the devil knows, he'll give you pay the payment that will take you far away from what God has ordained for you. Man of God, thank God the pastor said, our generation will not be like the generations that worked all their lives. After retirement, they want to go and do what God sent them to do when they were 22. Papa said, a man in his 60s came to him, my father was doctor. He said, a man in his 60s came to him, he said, Papa, when I was a youth, God called me. Now what's going to be? He said, if Papa told him, he said, don't worry, God has given your calling to somebody else. Don't do it. You think God can be waiting for you? Foolishness of humanity. We people not be cheap for the devil to rob them. You are working, learning 200,000, then increase your salary. You take it in church. That's all you know. And the mountain is valuing you. And God is keeping you alive so that you can take the mountain. He said, God has kept me alive. Rise up on you. We need to stop it. We continue to move on. I want you to lift up your voice. You can now you can look at Super Lamb the Liberation. In Lamia, the Lokayan, the Lokayan, the Lokayan, the Lokayan, the Let me tell you this before you pray. will take with just one prayer. Man of God, some years back, please pardon me, I can be full of, I have enjoyed God's mercies. Some years back, I remember I was in my house in Lagos. Very early in the morning, I had an attack. He was the champion. He don't fight your way. Praise God. I saw a woman in my room. It was dark. There was no light. Actually, that night I prayed for the northern work. We were still in Lagos. We had never come to the north. But I was praying. And that night I had an encounter with one of the demons in the north. A woman. She came into my room. And she attacked me. And I woke up. And I confronted her. And she disappeared. I was not sleeping. Okay. I was not sleeping. I was awake. I saw. Okay. Let me leave that part. Because that's where I'm going. The Lord said something to me that night. It was in Yoruba. He said, Tete, Lossi Ido. That means quickly go to Ido. So I started doing research. Where is Ido? There's one Ido in Lagos where they enter our bus. But I discovered that there was a mountain in Ekiti called Ido. In a town called Ido. So I knew that's where God wanted me to go. So I went there for 3 days. That was when I saw the mountain where Babalola called water out of the rock. As I think I told you that I've gone to that place before. That place existed today. There are encounters you need to have. Experiences, as he said, you need to have. So that God's mark will be emphatic upon your life. See, encounters make your faith grounded. Many Christians lack encounters. So God and the supernatural is far from them. Why? They've not tasted of it. Testing them, beginning from tonight, encounters will be the order of the day in your life. So after I went there, I saw where Babalola knelt down. I don't know how long he made that, and his knee prayed, formed hole in the rock. I saw the place. Let me leave that one. So when I left that mountain, the Lord told me this mountain. He said, take this mountain. The reason why I'm telling you what I just told you is because our team this time around is not a feeling. I don't release things because I feel. There is something giant that God wants to deliver into your hands. God wants to ensure something magnificent. Pray prayer for yourself. I don't know why you want to pray the prayer. You know? Give me the mountain you have ordained for me. Give me my mountain. I am willing. Make sure this one is for your heart. I am ready for your making. Give me. Give me. Give me the mountain of pain for me. Let him not be a waste. Let him sign up to follow Jesus. I have a sign up to follow Jesus. I have a sign up to follow Jesus. Yeah.
Oh,